This is A Colorful Blur, written by Kathkin and read by Lemon Avocado. This is a DCU Shazam fanfiction, rated for general audiences and with no archive warnings. Summary. Why is the kid driving the car? A couple of reasons, says Wally. One, I needed to give you first aid. And two, I don't have a European driver's license. John's head is aching. Trying really hard to stay calm, he hisses, "Neither does he." "Yeah, but I don't have any driver's licenses," says Billy over his shoulder, "so I got nothing to lose here." Wally snaps his fingers at him. "Eyes on the road, kiddo." In which a Justice League mission goes off the rails. John has a concussion and is very tired. Wally makes some questionable decisions, and Billy has everything under control. He's aware, first, of a rocking motion, a shifting beneath him like the deck of a ship that makes his stomach roll. And on the heels of that awareness comes the realization that he's gut-churningly nauseous. The darkness before his eyes gives way to a colorful blur, and then, and only then, does he feel a stabbing pain in his skull, and he groans aloud. "Hey man, it's okay," says a voice, in soothing tones, like you'd use to talk to a frightened child. "Everything is A-okay." He blinks. The red and orange blur in front of him resolves foggily into the flash. He has his mask off. He's holding something white and red. They're sitting in the back seat of a car. John's gaze passes over the nondescript interior. He thinks, rental. The passenger seat is empty. It's fully dark outside. In the front seat is Billy. He's still too groggy to more than dully register any of what he's seeing. Wally squeezes his shoulder. "Back with us, buddy?" "Yeah." He tries to sit up straighter. His head spins and throbs, and he sits back it down. "I told you he was just taking a nap," Billy remarks. "You were starting to worry us," says Wally, ignoring the kid. "You got hit on the head really hard." It registers with John that the thing Wally is holding is a bundle of bloodstained Kleenex. He touches the side of his head and feels dried-on blood. Concussion, he thinks. He doesn't remember getting hurt. He's not sure how he came to be in the car. "Here," Wally offers him a water bottle. He drinks deeply. His hands are clumsy. He can't get the cap back on. Wally takes it from him gently. He blinks hard, trying to clear his head, fully processing his surroundings. "Flash," he says. "Yeah?" He tries to keep his tone measured. "Why is the kid driving the car?" "A couple of reasons," says Wally. "One, I needed to give you first aid. And two, I don't have a European driver's license." His head is aching. Trying really hard to stay calm, he hisses, "Neither does he." "Yeah, but I don't have any driver's licenses," says Billy over his shoulder, "so I got nothing to lose here." Wally snaps his fingers at him. "Eyes on the road, kiddo." Billy rolls his eyes, but obediently looks back at the road. "Oh my God," groans John. "It's not that big of a deal," Wally consoles. "Pull over," he says, trying once again to sit up. "I'll drive." "Whoa!" Wally pushes him back down into his seat. "Nope! No, you are way too concussed to drive, mister." He pats John's chest. "Just sit tight. Everything's gonna be fine." "It's not like I don't know how to drive," says Billy. His heart is beating hard. He takes deep breaths and tries to focus. "Where are we?" Europe," says Wally. "Could you be more specific?" He dredges his foggy memories, and then the mission comes back to him. "Italy," he says. "We were in Italy." "That's right," Wally squeezes his shoulder. "Good job, buddy." "Actually, I think we crossed the border," says Billy. "Which border?" says John. Billy makes an uncertain, I don't know, kind of noise. "Well, which direction are we going?" "Hey, look, man, I'm just the driver," says Billy. "Which means you should know where you're going," John snaps. "I am just driving here, okay?" Billy says, twisting around in his seat. "Flash said get in the car and start driving." "Eyes on the road," says John. "So I've been going in a straight line and I'm going to keep on going straight until eyes on the goddamn road." Lurching forward in his seat, John grabs the kid's head and forces him to look in the right direction, ignoring his squawk of indignation. "Jesus Christ." "It's cool. There's basically no other cars," says Wally. "You are," says John through gritted teeth, "not helping. Will you chill out? Says Billy. I have everything under control. Don't worry. John blinks. You have everything under control? Okay. Wally shifts forward, perching on the edge of his seat. He's not wearing a seatbelt. Kiddo, we talked about this already. Just because I let you drive does not mean you're in charge of the squad, all right? I am in charge of the squad. You're in charge of the squad? Says John, bleakly puzzled. Well, yeah, someone had to take charge. Wally jerks his head at each of them in turn. He's 15, and you have a concussion, so I guess I'm the boss. You can't just make yourself the boss, says Billy. Yes, I can, says Wally. I'm unilaterally putting myself in charge. No. Billy glowers at them in the rearview mirror. This car isn't a dictatorship, Flash. It's a democracy, and I'm in the driver's seat, which makes me the president. That's not how it works, says Wally. Yeah, it is, says Billy. It's like a universal rule of driving. Is not, Wally protests. Is so. Billy's eyes are drifting from the road again. The driver is the president, and the person riding shotgun is vice president, and you guys are in the back, so you're, I don't know, babies or something. He taps his hands against the steering wheel. It's not a perfect analogy. Wally is rubbing a hand over his mouth. Okay, that might be a rule, he says, which is already conceding far more ground to a kid than John is comfortable with. But it's also a rule that being in the driver's seat doesn't make you the president unless you have a driver's license, which you do not. What? Billy's rule twists into taste. That's not a thing. You're just making up rules now. I am not, says Wally. And you know what? It's a European driving rule, which is why you haven't heard of it. And we're in Europe, so... You're definitely making this up, says Billy. You don't know the European driving rules. Yeah, I do. No, you don't, Billy says, because you don't have a European driver's license. Wally screws up his face as he digests that last statement. Then he thumps his hand against the back of the passenger seat. Damn it, he says. That's a really good comeback. Can one of you, John interrupts, please tell me what's going on? Hey, don't get all worked up, says Wally. I was getting to that. He breathes out. So, okay. As you probably gathered, the mission went a little bit off the rails. It went a lot off the rails, says the kid. Wally ignores him. Anyway, you got hit on the head, he goes on. We kind of thought you were dead for a second, which was pretty scary. And then Bats and Diana said we should get as far away from the unpleasantness as possible. So we took the car and started driving. We're maintaining radio silence till Cyborg gets in touch with the rendezvous coordinates. That was like 2 hours ago. No one else was hurt, so everything's basically okay. Okay? Well, Batman was hurt, says Billy. Nah, he was up and walking around, says Wally. He'll be fine. He bled a lot, Billy goes on. Like, a lot. Hey, Wally flaps a hand at him. Don't stress John out while he has a concussion. I just think he should know what happened, says Billy. You know, with all the bleeding and screaming and stuff. He does remember screaming. He has hazy memories of screaming and panic and buildings coming down around him. He thinks he remembers civilian casualties, and his nausea returns full force. For the first time, it registers with him just how wrung out Wally seems. Anyway, the point is, we're safe for now, and everyone else is probably safe too, so you should just, Wally pats his shoulder, relax. Do you need anything? Can I get you anything? His head is thrumming. He closes his eyes. I could use a doctor. Anything we got in this car? He shakes his head. Where did we get this car? Stole it, says Billy. Jesus Christ, John groans. Please tell me that was a joke. He opens his eyes to see Billy smirking in the mirror. You don't remember renting the car? He adjusts his grip on the steering wheel. Hey, it's a pretty nice car, though. We should totally just keep it. John doesn't dignify that with a response. Wally is leaning against the passenger seat, his face pensive. Raising his head, he says, Is it illegal to take a rental car into a different country? Probably not in Europe, says Billy. You can't drive anywhere in Europe without running into a different country. There's like a million of them, he adds, gesticulating with both hands as he talks. Hey, Wally snaps, hands on the steering wheel. Billy smacks them back on the wheel. They are on the steering wheel. They were off the wheel. We're not, Billy lies. Hey, shut up. Don't tell me how to drive. He is qualified to tell you how to drive, John reminds him. He has a driver's license and you don't. Billy scowls. Hey, fuck you. It's cool. It's been super quiet the whole way, says Wally. I wouldn't let him drive if there was any traffic. Hey, Billy protests. I can drive in traffic. One time I even drove on the freeway and it was like 98% totally fine. Who let you... Okay, whatever. Wally holds up his hands. Doesn't matter. The point is, you're not the car president and you're not in charge of the squad. And just drive more careful. Billy shoots him a furious look in the rearview mirror. Hey man, you are choosing to be in this car right now, he snaps. I am not... You can run faster than any car, says Billy. You could be halfway to China by now. You wanted to... We are supposed to be sticking together, Wally protests. That's literally the opposite of what Diana said to do, Billy says. God! Well, somebody had to drive the car, and somebody had to look after John, Wally snaps. That's two things. Billy presses his lips together. I could have handled it. You couldn't... I could have handled it, the kid says. I know you guys like to treat me like a baby, but I'm actually pretty good at handling stuff, okay? I handle this kind of stuff all the time, and it basically never goes this wrong. He breathes out. Okay, maybe like one time, but that... I can handle this. For a moment, Wally doesn't answer. He sits with the back of his hand pressed over his mouth, gazing off toward the window. The car is quiet. Then he says, in an entirely ill-timed comment, You shouldn't be handling stuff by yourself. Billy's face darkens. Oh, go to hell, Flash. Shut up, John barks before I can go on. Before either of them can go on. Shut up. They shut up. He takes a deep, fortifying breath. His head is aching. He shouldn't have yelled. He says, Pull over. This is getting out of hand. We're supposed to, Billy starts. Pull over right now, he says, raising his voice. Pull over. Okay, gee, says Billy. I'm pulling over. The indicator ticks. The car rolls to a halt as he draws up at the side of the road. The engine turns off. John's still breathing hard. He tries to get himself under control. Beside him, Wally is looking out the window, his face tight. Another car passes, a hazy flash of headlights in the distance. In front of the car, a seatbelt unfastens. Billy kneels up, resting his elbows on the head seat of the driver's seat. I think we just went by a gas station, he says. Is anyone else hungry? 'Cause I'm kinda hungry. Wally sighs. Then he straightens up and sits forward in his seat. Okay, listen, he says, jabbing a finger at the kid as he speaks. This is important. Go see if they have any medical supplies, and also if they have chocolate, and find out what country we're in. Understand? Billy screws up his face. But what if they don't speak English? Wally's mouth flaps. What if they... Then use your goddamn superpowers, he says. You dumb piece of shit! Billy looks at him blankly for a moment. Then his eyes light up in understanding. Oh, yeah, he says. I can do that. He scrambles out of the car. The door slams. A moment later, it opens and he tumbles back into the driver's seat. You guys have any money? He says, draping himself over the seat again. Because I got, like, money, but not European money. What kind of money do they use in Europe? Euros, John tells him. Wait, for real? Says Billy. Is that actually what they're called? That's so dumb. Wally is digging around in his costume. Here, he says, passing the kid a 10-euro note. Don't buy anything stupid. Do I ever? Billy says, and gets out of the car. The door slams. For a long, long moment, neither of them speak. John looks pointedly out the window. Then Wally says, Do not start. I didn't start anything, John says, his voice low. You were doing angry breathing, says Wally. I wasn't doing angry breathing, he shoots back, even though he probably was. You were breathing all angry, Wally twists in his seat. It's not that big of a deal, okay? 15 is old enough to get a license in, like, so many states. He doesn't know how to drive, says John. He knows how to drive, Wally snaps. He presses his lips together and jabs a finger at John. He presses his lips together and jabbing a finger at John goes on. Okay, look, I'm gonna take the fact that you're being such a dick right now as a sign that you're basically fine and I'm gonna stop worrying about you. I'm not being a dick, says John. Oh, you are being a total dick. Wally throws up his hands, scattering bloodied Kleenex across the seat. And also, you bled all over the seat of the rental car, so now we're not going to get our deposit back, asshole. It's a conscious effort not to raise his voice. "You are just," he says slowly, "insufferable to work with sometimes. You know that?" "Oh, you..." Breaking off, Wally balls his hands into fists and muffles a high noise of frustration in them. He takes a few deep breaths. Then in measured tones, he says, "Look, man, I realize you don't remember it all on account of the concussion, but this has been a really stressful day." He turns in his seat to face John. "And you're bringing a whole lot of negative energy to this call right now, and I'd appreciate it if you could just..." He flaps both hands at John as if to say, "Tone it down." "Fucking stop," he concludes. He slumps back in his seat, raking his hands through his unruly hair. "I'm so tired, man," he says. "I hate being in charge of shit. I really, really hate it." Looking at him, pale and disheveled and exhausted, John is reminded that he hasn't been doing this all that long. He's reminded that he's not much more than a kid himself. He says, "I'm sorry for snapping at you." "It's okay," says Wally. "You don't have to be in charge of the team if you don't want to." "That's real nice of you to say," says Wally, looking at him properly. "But you have a concussion, so I don't think you should be in charge of shit right now." "We could both be in charge," John offers. Wally perks up. "Yeah?" "Yeah," says John. "Between us, we've probably got roughly one functional adult right now." Wally barks out a laugh. "Shit, dude," he says. "I didn't think you had that level of sass in you." He leans in closer. "Fine by me, but don't tell the kid, all right? He'll get mad." That set John off, and laughing makes his head thrum. He clutches at it. Hey, just hold still, all right?" Wally touches his shoulder. "Just take it easy. You're gonna be fine." He appreciates the comfort, even if it's coming from Wally, of all people. "Thanks," he says softly. They lapse back into silence. Wally's hand leaves his shoulder. Outside, it started to drizzle. Droplets of water cling to the car window. "Did we just let that kid out by the side of the road?" says John. "In the middle of the night, in a foreign country?" "Hey man, don't worry about it," Wally waves a hand at him. "It's only like the 50th most dangerous thing he's done under our watch. That ship has sailed, man. It's water under the bridge." "Oh my gosh," says John. "It's a good thing he's too exhausted to think about the implications of any of that." It's probably a bad idea to go to sleep. He's not worried about the concussion, but he's not sure he feels comfortable leaving Wally and the kid unsupervised. The driver's side door opens. "Okay, so..." Billy climbs back into the front seat, mildly damp, a plastic bag swinging from one hand. "I got good news, and I got bad news." Yeah?" says Wally. "Bad news, they didn't have any medical supplies," says Billy. "But the good news is, they did have chocolate, and also, we're in Slovenia? Which I guess is a country that exists?" Wally fixes him with a stare. He sits forward in his seat. "Where the fuck," he says, "is Slovenia?" Billy points out the car window. "Right out there, Flash." "Slovenia is a small country that borders Italy to the northeast," says John, very tired. "It's part of former Yugoslavia. Look at a map sometime." Okay, Mr. Geography Buff," says Wally. But before John can offer any retort to that, there's a synchronized trill from their communicators. They all grab for them. Wally, naturally, is fastest. "Is that?" says John. "Rendezvous coordinates," says Wally. "Time to go." "Cool," Billy turns in his seat. "Flash," says John. "You drive." Wally shoots him a mock salute and gets out of the car. "Hey," Billy protests. "Don't start," John breathes out. "Aside from any other concerns, you've been at it for a couple of hours. You're tired and you could use a break." Billy pouts, but takes his hand off the wheel. "Fine." "Move over," says Wally, opening up the driver's side door. Billy obligingly scoots into the passenger seat. "No, get in the back. Get in the back with John." "Do I have to?" says Billy. "Yep." Grabbing Billy by the hips, Wally manhandles him into the gap between the front seats. "Back you go." "Hey," Billy protests. "Hey, quit it." "Get back there," says Wally, shoving him doggedly on. He's wedged bodily in the gap, absolutely furious and stubbornly not moving. "Stop that," he says. "I was gonna..." "Hey, go on," Wally's saying. "Go." Resigned to the fact that this is happening now, John takes a hold of the back of the kid's hoodie and heaves him forward. He kicks out, his foot going squarely into Wally's face. "Ow," says Wally. "Hey." Son of a bitch, says Billy, out of breath. He slides the rest of the way into the back of the car, face planting in the middle seat, one hand landing perilously close to John's crotch. He wriggles helplessly for a moment before managing to get himself upright and into the other seat. There were, he says, fixing Wally with an absolutely venomous stare, so many other things you could have done. Wally rubs his nose. You did that on purpose. You deserved it, says Billy. You're not getting any chocolate. Hey now, I paid for that chocolate, Wally reminds him. I'm actually pretty sure Batman paid for it, says Billy, arms folded. Just, says John before the argument can go on, start driving. Suits me, Wally started the engine. And put on your seatbelt. Okay, says Wally. Jeez. He pulls back onto the road and turns the car about face. They're heading back toward the Italian border. Beside him, the plastic bag crinkles. Candy bar? Says Billy, offering him one. His stomach's still queasy. He shakes his head. You get any chips? Sure. Billy rummages in the bag and produces some. Thanks. He sits back in his seat. Wally reaches into the back of the car, waggling his hand. Candy bar me. Dude, I already said you can't have any. Billy clutches the bag to his chest. Come on, be cool, says Wally. My blood sugar's real low. I'm gonna crash soon. Billy relents and hands him two. The dirty truth, John reflects as he opens his chips, is that he has no idea how the rest of their night is going to go. It'll probably be at least a week before he's strictly combat ready again, but he might not have any choice in the matter. He doesn't know where the rest of the team is, can only assume that they all made it somewhere safe. It's kind of soothing knowing that all they have to do for the next few hours is drive. Hey, Billy nudges him. Hey, don't go to sleep. You're concussed and shit. I wasn't sleeping, he opens his eyes. That's a myth, by the way. It's safe to sleep when you have a concussion. If you say so, says Billy, not convinced. Is it cool if I turn the radio on? Says Wally. So long as you keep it quiet. Juggling his candy bars, Wally switches it on and toys with the controls, moving between stations. Hero Pop blares tinnily out the car speakers. He dutifully turns it down to a low murmur. Streetlights flash by outside. Billy has one foot propped up against the passenger seat, gazing out the rain-speckled window at the dark countryside. Wally's begun to hum along to the music, tapping the steering wheel in time with the beat. They'll be all right, John thinks. Whatever's coming between them, they can handle it.